what about the seemingly negative things that happen in our world? How can the world be perfect, as David states, and yet these things occur? Here David addresses that often talked about issue.
These are phenomena that are going on autonomously. They're not really being personally decided by anybody. So a person gets annoyed at an interruption. That's a consequence of human-animal nature. Every animal will do that, you see. So you stop being personal about it, and you begin to look within to see, this is how life evolves in this form, called human, in this world, at this time, under these conditions. And the downside is irritability and limitation of energy and lack of understanding. So then we have to constantly accept the fact that ours is an evolutionary pathway, evolutionary. Things that annoy you now, 10 years from now, won't annoy you anymore if you're growing. So if the purpose of everything is to perpetuate our growth, then you see the human will has a choice and an option all the time. And through wisdom and evolution of consciousness and education, wisdom, options begin to open up that you didn't know before. You can say, well, I could see this differently. Let's say you're mad at somebody and say, well, I could see this differently. Let's say somebody backs into your car in the parking lot and dents your fender. You can jump out and shake your fist. You can threaten to sue them. You can ask, how could you be such a stupid oaf? You can belittle them. You can actually hit them. People even draw guns and shoot each other for things that are less than that. Draw a gun and shoot a guy dead for denting a fender. It happens every day, right? So you have all these options of how you want to see it. The way I experience it is if somebody backs into your fender, I feel sorry for them because I know they're going to feel guilty. And as soon as they get out of the car, I say, look, don't feel bad about it. It was inadvertent. It was accidental. Obviously, you didn't do it on purpose. I got insurance. You got insurance. Don't worry about it. Let's go have a cup of coffee and I'll give you my insurance company. You give me yours. So you can be friendly. You can see the relief on the other person's face. They think, oh, thank you, God, that I've met a gentle human being. So to be a gentle human being, you become a blessing to the world. So how do we evolve to become that? Well, you have to know that that's possible. It's possible to go through the world without being angered and upset and challenged by anything at all. If somebody says, well, you're going to die tomorrow, you say, okay. All right, that's the way it goes. Okay, don't worry about it. I always tell the husband, don't feel guilty about chopping off my head. It's your job. You're doing it for your duty. You're doing it for the queen. You're doing it for the sovereign. You're doing it for your country, fulfilling your official duty. Don't feel guilty about it. So it's good to tip the husband, too. And that's the way I get it across. You want a good relationship with the husband when you go. And so, you really want to be in good standing with everyone. You think from time to time you don't, but in reality, when you really look at yourself as you lay in bed, you really want to be in good standing with everyone, everybody from the president to the parking lot attendant, to really be helpful and respectful. That's really how you really want people to be. And of course, the reason they're that way with you is because you're that way with them. If you're friendly and benign and benevolent and you go to New York City, you'll notice that they're the friendliest people. I can walk down the city streets and stop anybody, start a conversation, and they'll talk to you just like they'd known you for 30 years because you're coming on extremely benign. And sophisticated New Yorkers are good at that. They can either ignore each other completely or they can start a conversation like they're a long-lost cousin. So it's how you experience it. Of course, people are friendly with us if we're both benign because the people intuitively pick up your benign. People who are not benign, people pick up they're not benign, and therefore to them it is unfriendly because actually it is unfriendly. Once you've made a decision to discover the presence of God within you and arrive at the ultimate truth, become enlightened, then it recontextualizes everything. Your intention now becomes different. How you see it becomes different. How you process it, how you value it, totally transforms your experience of life within this world. And everything is an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity. See the simplicity and beauty of this room, intrinsically it is, and the thought that went into it, and all these things play in together. And then you begin to experience yourself as all the various same things that we just talked about. You experience that you are of great value, that you are a gift to life, that you are benign, that you are holy. And as the Course in Miracles says, once you get beyond the pejorative attitudes of judgmentalism, you begin to see the innocence of all that exists. And once you see the innocence, you see the holiness. And first, holy seems like an outrageous term. But you see beyond the perceptions of illusion, and you realize the divinity of all that exists, including all beings.